benefited from this program, and I just thought part of the joy of giving and just hoping, creating hope for others, it's always good to speak to people who have benefited, and leaving them to do the talking and you to do your interaction with them. I give an opportunity for that, except that I may ask one of them to say a few words, or maybe two. I get the feeling that the persons at both extremes may be the best to talk, because them voice project a lot. You right? Yes. Gentleman here and the lady down there. All right, so again, let me just thank you for coming. So this is my second official visit to St. Joseph's Hospital since the recalibrated and relaunched Cuban Eye Care program. This is post-COVID now. You may recall that we had suspended the program during COVID, and we have, since that time, I had gone to Cuba with my technical team for a number of reasons, this one included, and we had a discussion about how the program could be reconfigured to get the best maximum benefits from the program. I'm here to report on this second visit that we are very pleased and very grateful to this partnership between ourselves and the people and the government of Cuba, because it has translated into benefits to literally thousands of Jamaicans to date and continues so to do on a daily basis. And it's a very positive thing, and it's something I think we need to celebrate and be happy for. And the evidence is here to show just a sample of that evidence with the folks who are here, as well as the ophthalmologists, the doctors, and of course the local team. So I just wanted the opportunity to give a brief update on the numbers. Not gonna be long, but this partnership spans, as you know, some 40 years that we have had this relationship, Cuban government and the Jamaican government in health. And the contribution of the Cuban government and people in this regard has been nothing short of stellar. The Cuban Eye Care program, Jamaica-Cuba Eye Care program, was interrupted due to COVID and officially restarted in August 2023. And since that time, I am pleased to report that the program conducted some 21,822 case consultation, which includes preoperative cases, retina consultation, general consultations, and post-operation case review. So all the very important aspects of eye care that have or require advanced treatment, the doctors here have done that. Of the schedule, 2,936 cases for operation, a total of 1,847 were completed. 1,192 cataract, 655 pterygium, yeah, let me pronounce that properly, pterygium, 655, and some 773 cases have been rescheduled during the period. And rescheduling a case, by the way, doesn't mean that you did not have the facilities so to do. The doctors will tell you it means a lot of things. It means that people's blood pressure was out, so you have to ensure that your condition is right for the surgery. And it says a lot, dissecting those numbers, because what it says is that a number of people have underlying conditions that doesn't allow them to do a surgery. Again, it's a part of the NCD challenge that we have. But nevertheless, the doctors here advise on how to control those, and eventually their schedule, and for the most part, can benefit from those short surgeries. Approximately 1,246 diabetic retinopathy laser treatment were completed. That's 1,246, 852 at KPH, and that's a comment worth making, that we also have a KPH location, and 394 here at St. Joseph's Hospital. So the relationship spans between St. Joseph's and here, which was part of the conversation we had in terms of the new arrangement. The program has also administered some 383 anterior segment laser treatment for patients post-cataract surgery, 308 and pre-surgery for glaucoma, some 75. Total number of operations completed, 3,476. That's big during the course of September to date. 3,476. And I say September meaning last year, September. So it's 1 year. It's a lot of surgeries if you calculate that on a daily basis. And all the screening that goes with that, which is a lot more than the surgeries. And I really want to commend the team on that. The program, with all of this work, is supported by 22 professionals from Cuba. And how many Jamaicans? Five Jamaicans. So 22 Cubans, five Jamaicans together have 22 total. Well, let me go there again, okay, because it didn't say it here. So it's 17 Cubans, five Jamaicans to make it 22, a team of 22 with their supporting administrative team and so on. And that 22 would have worked together to conclude some 3,476 surgeries. That deserves a round of applause. I do believe that. It's great. So six ophthalmologists, two optometrists, six nurses, one biomedical engineer, one medical technologist, and one pharmacologist, along with the five Jamaicans who provide administrative support. I want to repeat that. 22, a team of 22 between St. Joseph's and KPH, over 3,476 procedures, surgeries, and many more in terms of consultations. And they have been able, in the space of a year, to do all of this work, working from this location and from KPH, saving many lives and, of course, causing a number of persons to have a much clearer vision, which enables them to do all the other things that they need to do. It's a remarkable thing, and it's something that I think needs to be highlighted as we achieve these milestones. And this is why we're here, to say thanks to the team, both the Jamaicans and the Cuban team, and to continue to encourage the program. Now, the government has given support on this new agreement, beyond just having the facilities, but also support in terms of supplies and so on, in order to facilitate a more efficient delivery of the service. And that has worked very well. And that's something that we're committed to continuing to do. And so I want to just say commendation. So I'm going to ask now, maybe one of the, you nominate who you want, one person to come and say how they have found the program. And then after that, the persons who have benefited, the two persons. So you want to just ask, who you nominating?
Idali.
All right, come on.
English is the middle.
Okay, come on. Come right here.